Once upon a time, there was a stagey girl with a big dream. She hoped, dreamed, and prayed to work at Tesco. Wait, someone's written this script wrong. Can we get a redo?
Take two.
I dreamed a dream that one day I would hit the stage. And so it seems that dream has come true.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh my God, you guys, it's really happening. My life has been changed for the better and I'm seizing the day and spinning into the spotlight. How very slay, it's giving queen. How very
cringe,
get out my scene. It's beginner's call, the stage is set for me. How very Hannah.
How very Hannah.
How very Hannah, that's the name for my podcast show and your front row. So how very Hannah.
Hit the lights.
How very Hannah.
That's too bright.
Okay, it's my podcast show. Let's go. Oh, yes, that's what it is. It's How Very Hannah. I just said it. I don't know how many times I said it. Let me know. I feel like I maybe say it about 5 times in that song. That's the name of this podcast. So hello, welcome to episode 4 of the pod. Oh, it's 4. She's done her vocal warm-ups. Episode 4 of the pod. I'm very excited to have you all here. Do you know, guys, nothing would make me happier than people using that intro song as a TikTok trend. I feel like we can do it. Can we make this go viral? Can you imagine a viral TikTok trend? I feel like a good bit would be the, oh my God, you guys, it's really happening. My life has been changed for the better and I'm seeing the day and spinning into the spotlight. And it'd be like you doing something really mundane, like popping to the shops or like, I don't know, something boring. Not actually popping to the shops. If it's Tesco, isn't boring. No, it is. It is when you're an adult. Oh my God, you guys, it's really happening. My life has been changed. But like just something really mundane. And it's like, oh my God, it's happening. My boyfriend finally unloads the dishwasher. Oh my God, you guys, it's really happening. My life has been changed for the better. He's going to hate me for that because he always unloads the dishwasher. And it's actually me that doesn't do it. But just for, you know, the context of this, I think that'll be funny. So maybe I'll try and start the trend. And once you see this, maybe you can join in. Once you see this or listen to this, what are we doing? Are we listening? Are we watching? If you are watching, then you will be able to see that my, this is my sparkle of the day, is my sparkly skirt and matching sparkly scrunchie. Here's a bit of ASMR. This is the worst ASMR ever. I'm wearing a sparkly scrunchie and a sparkly skirt, but I would highly suggest that you come along and watch because you can watch it on Spotify and YouTube. And you can follow us on howvery_Hannah on TikTok, Instagram for all the behind the scenes content, extra content, more Hannah, because that is how very. Oh, wow, I'm unbearable. But do you know what's... Do you know what's not unbearable? My guests for today's episode. And yeah, I said guests with a plural S on it because we have our first couple on the podcast. So stay tuned to find out who it's going to be. And let's get on with the episode.
Confessions of a Drama Queen.
Okay, next segment is, I wish I had a pitch pipe for this because I've got to make sure I'm in the right key, but it is Confessions of a Drama Queen. I don't know if that's the right key, but we're going with it. Anyway, I've got a confession and it starts with, Hannah, I must confess. Oh my gosh. I lied on my CV, Spotlight. I lied on my Spotlight and said I could do a Russian accent for a show. Didn't think it would matter or that I'd get a big part, but then I got cast. Sorry, this is funny. And then I got cast as a Russian character. Okay, lol, oops, any accent tips? Oh gosh. Bark, this is hard. Also, if you didn't know, we call our people who confess Heather or Bark, but I do it in American accent and someone thought I was saying bark as in like a dog. So it's not bark, it's bark. Like bark me in bark like that. Anyway, sorry, back to the confession. So I also can tell you I've experienced this because when I left drama school, when you're filling in your Spotlight, I accidentally put that I could do Aberdeen accent in my Spotlight and it wouldn't let me take it off. And like, I actually had to start practicing my Aberdeen accent because I thought, what if I get hired for like an advert or something, or get, you know, sent an audition for an advert where it's Aberdeen accent. So that was very stressful. Luckily, I never had to actually do it. I think if I tried it would be bad. Aberdeen, like Aberdeen. Is that good? in the studio? No, we've got some confused faces. So I think we'll skim past that. But I've never actually had to do it. And I feel like you're in an even deeper problem here because you actually got cast as a Russian character. So my question is, do you have to speak Russian or is it just the accent? Do you know what I mean? Because if you've got to speak Russian, that is a bigger, that's a bigger issue than we think because you have to learn a whole new language. But I feel like the accent you can definitely get. What you need to do is you need to watch Killing Eve. You know, Jodie Comer's really good with accents. I feel like she does a Russian accent a lot. Look up Jodie Comer Russian accent. I'm sure she'd be good. It says, lol, oops, any accent tips? Unfortunately, I can't help you with that because, I mean, I could try.
Do it.
Oh, okay. Right. What? I tried to start then. Hold on. Well, I wouldn't say that this is a very good for you to do. And I feel like I just put on accent like I am a vampire in what is the movie? Hotel Transylvania. And I think of the vampire in that movie. And this is quite good. So I would say, I'm no vocal coach, but I would say too, it's like the, maybe it's the F instead of the V. Like I wouldn't say vocal, I would say focal. Why am I trying to give accent tips when this is so bad? Okay, so as you can hear, my Russian accent isn't good. I can't help you. I think you just need to be honest or just try. Just try and learn. Because also, it's subjective, right? You could say, yeah, I can do a Russian accent and they might say you can't. It's subjective. In my head, I can. So, and you've already got the part. So sadly, you're just going to have to work on it. Practice makes perfect. I would say after watching this podcast on YouTube or Spotify, just take yourself, look up Russian accent for dummies and start from there because I cannot help you. Obviously, I can't help you. Have you heard? Tragic. Now I am joined with Joe and Kay.
Hi.
I'm so happy. I mean, I've gifted them the sofa because that's usually my sofa.
Is it?
Yeah, so, I mean, you can't keep it, but
I've donated, hashtag gifted
my sofa to you for now, and I'm on this humble little chair, but we move.
Well, it would look great in our dressing room, so if you do want to gift it, yeah. Just let me know.
Maybe we can make that happen. I mean, anything for you, Joe Bags?
I don't know.
Okay, so obviously I want my audience to get to know you, but we're going to do it in our fun little How Very Hannah way. So Sophia is going to give you the iPad.
Thank you. Oh, what a nice iPad.
It's gorgeous.
They've definitely gotten bigger since I was a kid as well. Do you know what I mean? Okay, cool.
Right. Okay, and basically, you know the drill. Joe is going to ask me a couple of questions about himself. Let's do this.
Where was I born and raised?
Essex. I don't know exactly where, but Essex.
Oh my God, yeah. Harlow born.
Harlow born.
Regrettably. Raised Epping. So you've been to my...
I thought Harlowbourn was the place.
Oh, no. Harlow is the place where I was born.
I'm thinking Harlowbourn. I don't know where that is.
Harlow's a bit rough and ready.
Okay.
A bit.
And then baby upgrade ya.
And then
moved
to Epping.
Yeah. Okay, stunning.
What was the name of the first... Sorry. Who? What was the name of the first TV show that I appeared on?
Gogglebox.
Correct.
Oh, I thought that was going to be a trick question.
I
then you're going to be like, no,
fun.
I was on Trapped on CBBC.
Gogglebox is fun.
It is. I wanted like to throw a curveball and be like, I was on like...
Actually, when I was five, I was on...
Yeah. I was in the Sun newspaper when I saw a shark once, so...
Oh what?
It's not a TV show. Yeah.
Wait, I need the story.
So, long story short, I thought I saw a shark in Cornwall and the Sun bus was there, the double-decker bus that had all the Page Three models on. And my dad, obviously being my dad, was like, oh, let's like go stand with the Page Three models and like look for sharks. And then next thing you know, I'm on the front cover of the Sun.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, claim to fame. Put that on your CV.
Gotta get the press where you can get it.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been non-stop ever since. So.
Yeah. Publicist from that moment.
How many followers do I have?
Oh.
Is that
That's an awkward question.
I don't know.
Over a million.
Yes.
What? Over 2 million?
Yeah.
Okay, we flexing. Wait, 2 point.
Is this accumulatively? Is that a word?
Let's go TikTok.
TikTok 2.1.
2.1.
So yeah, almost there. Yeah. But it went up recently. It was always at 1.8. And
that's
I was like,
incredible.
This is where I'll be for life. But
do you ever, for life?
This is me now.
I thought this is me.
The only way's up. No, but when you actually think about it, that is like, how many people that is.
I know.
Like, we always do it based on the O2 because the O2 holds so like 60,000.
Yes, yeah, so I can use you this imagine, for
like,
yeah, it's actually 20.
Oh no, it's 20,000. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I always say, if 20,000 watch my video, I'm like, I've just sold out the O2.
It's crazy.
Which will
for a minute and a half.
That's crazy because then you'll get like a 20,000 view video and you'll be like, oh, I'm a bit sad it didn't get a bit
yeah,
more
but
than
that's
that.
The whole O2.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is great.
You get 1,000 views. If 1,000 people came up to be outside here, I'd have a panic attack.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's so true. So like 2 million, that's like, I don't know what.
I don't want to even
how many people live in the UK? Is that?
Is it seven?
Oh.
Seven people.
It's not 7 million, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's 7 billion in the world.
7 billion in the world.
Wow.
I swear there's like a million people in Kent.
I think there's like 40 million.
65 million in the UK. Okay, thank you, Sophia.
68.35
million.
Right,
68 million. So like,
yeah.
It's giving maybe the population of London?
I think like maybe Kent.
London, 7 million.
Kent, follow me.
Subscribe.
At Kent Council.
Oh my God, this one's hysterical. What's my favourite musical?
Oh, okay. So I do know from Kane that you're not a massive musical fan.
Please don't take it personally. It's not you.
I am taking it a bit
personally.
It's not you.
Okay.
It's not you, it's me. Okay, so I know that you saw Hamilton.
No. I saw Wicked.
Oh, yes, you saw Wicked.
I saw Wicked.
Right. You,
do you know
watched
the
first half and then you thought that was the end, maybe?
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
Gravity was
which can I just justify, does seem like it would end a thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it ended
it's
the
a
first
big,
movie.
It's a big song.
Yeah. Tell me you've watched the movie.
For publicist purposes, I love Wicked. I absolutely, the film's incredible. Go watch it now. No, so I was with Kane's parents and I just got my little Louis and my arm, stood up and went, that was great. And then they were
my
like,
my dad went, sit down.
There's like another hour and a half. And I was like, oh. So then we finished it and I'm outside and like Kane's parents are fully like tears in their eyes.
My
apparently
dad,
they've seen
my
it like 10 times before.
My dad loves Wicked. My dad is obsessed. Oh, he saw it on Broadway by himself.
Oh,
I know.
Bless him. He saw Six on Broadway by himself.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah, he loves it.
And I was like, yeah.
Another hour and a half.
She was green.
She was green.
But yeah, I'd say, have I seen any other musicals? I saw Oliver with, you remember when, what's his name?
Wait, the don't. Man that Rowan does Rowan Atkinson. No. Mr. Bean.
No, he's like old and does musicals and he does the shows on telly.
Michael
and
Ball.
He found Nancy.
Oh, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yes,
Lloyd
Webber. Him. So I saw
I
he found
I
Nancy.
No, if you came to see that, you could have seen me because I was in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as a
with
kid.
With Jodie Pringer.
That's the one I saw. Yeah.
So we have met.
Sorry, yeah. That's right. We have met. I probably...
But you were a fan.
But you were a fan of me.
So you were
and
like...
And I was going, foo, glorious, foo.
That's so funny.
Oh my God, so my first ever musical I saw had you in it.
And you know it had Mr. Bean in it.
Shut up. It probably did as well, yeah. I was really young.
So was I.
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you now?
27.
Yeah, same.
Oh my, stop it.
I know, you've been a fan.
The more
since,
you know.
Since
I'm glad we had a nice arc there because yeah. I was really worried that was going to go south on a musical pod.
And you probably remember like, you know, I didn't just blend in with the crowd. Like I really stood out. In that
you
show.
Really stood
Do you
out.
Know what I mean?
Of course.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I said.
Out of the 40 kids in that show, you were
how
like,
old
she's
then?
A star. I must have been about 10.
Yeah, so I must have been about 10 as well.
Yeah, because we're the same age.
I'm not very good at maths, Hannah.
Let's keep it together. Okay, we did well.
Okay, I'm happy.
Right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to hit you with these questions.
You said that with some determination.
I'm pretty sure you know every single one of these.
I feel like I do.
What role did I play in Heathers?
Preppy stud.
Yes. Bonus points. What parts did I cover?
Kurt.
Yep.
Ram.
Yep.
JD.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Ding, ding, ding. What's my star sign? I don't think
I don't
know
this
one.
Let me take
a
guess.
I don't even know this.
Libra.
We just got
no.
matching tattoos.
I'm not very my star sign, I don't think.
Leo.
I don't really...
Sorry. I'm not meant to be answering.
What just
no.
happened?
Is that right?
What just happened there?
I had a Red Bull before I got on
yeah,
here.
He just...
Is it Leo?
Yeah, he was like, I don't know why.
I'm so sorry. It just flew out.
No, but that was it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
I think I was happy
well, I don't
that
know
I
anything
right.
about star signs, but if
yeah,
ever,
I.
like, if I've got any bad traits about myself, I'm like, oh, it's because I'm a Virgo.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know.
Whenever anything's going wrong, Mercury is in retrograde, girl.
Yeah.
Honestly, truly.
But I don't
yeah.
actually have a clue.
Yeah, so.
I actually hate Leos. No, like every ex I had, I hated. And then I got with Kane, and then we were like, had a really nice few dates, and I went, what are you? And he said, Leo. And I went, oh. But I'm here, so.
And
now
I'm here
got
today, so.
And I'm happy.
I am.
Blink twice.
Nervous laughter.
Where did I train?
Lane Theatre Arts.
Yes. That was a tough time.
Wasn't drama school just a tough time
it's,
for all of
it's
us?
It's a
really?
Hard time.
For all of us.
For all yeah. of us.
It was where did you train?
Really hard. Where did I train? Hearts and Essex. All girls school. But sixth form was mixed, so.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
No, me and Kane were talking the other day that, like, at drama school, in my first year, we didn't get given lunch break. I feel like it's not like that anymore at drama school.
No, I think it's changed quite
we
a bit.
We were in the trenches.
Yeah, it was tough. I can't imagine what it was like before us.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't have survived.
Oliver Twist.
Yeah.
Literally. what's my dream role?
Oh, is it Hamilton?
I would actually love to be in Hamilton.
Like anyone in Hamilton?
Yeah, I would
Angelica?
Love. Probably Angelica.
I don't know
yeah,
this one.
I've never made it past like fourth round for that.
Do you know what? That's further than I've ever got.
It's a hard old show. It's as they started bringing out more and more rap. And I was like, oh, I'm feeling a bit out of my comfort zone here.
I'm getting rapping.
Hamilton's like hip hop.
You might like Hamilton.
I like rapping. I like Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, you're quite good at rapping,
maybe
actually.
I can do that. I'm not doing it now, Kane.
Don't make me do it.
I'm not doing it right now, guys. No, I can't do it.
I am not throwing away my... No?
Oh, and then birth question. What is our go-to karaoke song as a duet?
Have you got one in mind?
Well, us?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll go.
No, we've never duetted.
Oh.
Solo early.
Maybe like Feeling Myself by Beyonce and Nicki Minaj, because yes. I'll do Nicki's bits and you do Beyonce's bits.
I think that was for Hannah to answer, but...
Oh.
No, but I would never yeah, have, we got, that. Have got that.
Sorry, I literally recorded a pod this morning and I think I'm still
with
there.
On ultraviolet. No, because we spoke about
it's
this
fight or flight. It truly is.
No, I love it.
No, that'd be
so
a good
nothing
one.
Stagey.
Probably not.
No.
Probably...
What would we do that's stagey? What would I know?
Nothing.
Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist.
Maybe like where? I know bits of Defying Gravity from Elphaba on TikTok, so. Bleep that.
Yeah, probably something from Wicked, but I don't think.
No, but we did a blind karaoke
the
other day.
And
Kane didn't even know Wicked.
I didn't have a clue.
That's awful.
What is this feeling so sudden in you? It went out
he
my
was
head.
Like,
I was
it
like,
could not think of it.
I was panicking. It was like fight or flight, honestly.
Panicking, no.
I don't know why I'm looking off camera. It's like, by the way.
Don't make eye contact with Hannah.
I'm panicked.
Hannah's hotline. Bow, bow, bow.
Okay, now it's time for Hannah's hotline. Bow,
bow, bow.
Wow, we've got a phone here already. What an amazing transition. Okay, what's that I hear? Is that the phone ringing? Can you hear that?
Yes. I can definitely hear that in post.
Do you want to get it?
Can I answer?
Answer, darling.
Hey, girl.
Hi, everyone. How important is it to have an online presence when it comes to a career in musical theatre?
Wait, I didn't quite hear that because you got it up to your ear. No, actually, I think I'm going to. I will get back to you. Can
I'll just put you on hold.
Beep.
I actually don't think it's important at all.
Okay.
I think it can help.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's not imperative. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be like the be all and end all. But I think it can go hand in hand. I think we had a big chat about this the other day where some people think it doesn't go hand in hand, but that's just because they're old school and they're boring. But yeah, I think it's not imperative, but I think it's a good way of showing yourself and not just as a character, which you do in a show. That's kind of all you can showcase, just your skill set as performing that character. Whereas I think being online and having a presence there gives a bit of you.
Yeah, 100%.
Because people buy into you then.
I think performing and like social media and content do go really well because they're kind of both performing in a way. Like
how I am
on social media is me, but it's like an extended version of me. It's like a performance version of me.
Yeah.
And I think that is a good thing, but also it could be a bad thing because sometimes...
If you play it wrong, it can be a bad thing.
Yes, and you have to be kind of really careful about like... how you're showing yourself. Because like when I'm looking up someone, like if you say, oh, you know, Sally Jo, I'll be like, oh, who's Sally Jo? I'll look her up on Instagram. I don't Google.
That's so
what
true.
I see on Instagram is then kind of part of like, it's almost like your online CV in a way. Like I know that sounds super cringe,
it's
but like,
true though.
It's like what you have out there is a representation of you. And so like, just be very mindful about like what it is that you're sharing. But I do think it's an amazing thing. Like I truly don't think I would have my theatre career if it wasn't for social media. I think I think when lockdown came, I feel like if I didn't build a following, I would never have like got my foot in the door.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. Like, I don't know what would have happened if I didn't.
I believe in you.
It probably helped your confidence 100%. Having support. Maybe you wouldn't have been at that point where you felt like you could do it, whereas other people obviously saw that in you and were like supporting you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it probably still would have happened, but just in
maybe.
A different way.
Yeah. But it also kept me going. Like, I actually think in lockdown, because I was so like, oh my God, I'm never going to work in theatre. Like, I was genuinely thinking of like other things that I could do as a career. And like, I signed up to like a personal training qualification. I don't even have a gym membership. Like,
obsessed with
like,
that.
I don't even do that. But I was like, well, I need to do something to keep me active.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that like doing content helped keep me like creatively like fresh.
Yeah,
it kept me like enthusiastic about the theatre industry. So like, I think in many ways that really helped me get my career. And like now, like it's such a big part of my life and my job. And I think, like, I don't know, like, you do a lot of presenting as well and stuff, don't you, Joe? Do you feel like social media is a massive part of that?
I feel like, I would never have had those opportunities after Gogglebox had I not had a following. And it gave me the opportunities to work with brands that then trusted me to represent them, like, in that kind of hosting capability. And now I get asked to do a lot more of that, which is what I actually love doing.
So,
I do think it helps. And I agree with what you say. Like, when people come to my Instagram, it couldn't be like anyone. It could be people that are fans of me from like so many different avenues, as well as brands like sussing you out, whatever. So you do have to be really mindful of what you post.
Yeah.
And 100%. Yeah, just like how you come across. But I've always had that like instilled in me since being on a telly show. So that kind of, whereas a lot of influencers kind of don't have that guidance and then can sometimes, mess it up a little bit.
I think, I think it's super important.
Yeah.
What you put online is literally
digital footprint.
Yeah.
And yeah, it lasts literally.
Forever. And everything you post lasts forever. Because we did. I was just thinking about it. We did things the opposite way around.
Yeah.
Whereas like you kind of started more social media and then went into theatre. I kind of did theatre and I didn't really have socials like with any followers really. And then it kind of started because of Heather's. So I think that's probably why I've got
certain
more,
shows
my,
are an amazing
kind
way.
Of
certain shows are like an amazing way to like help boost your profile because the fan bases for some of these shows are like so big.
Oh my God,
like,
Heather's,
and I've been
Heather's
lucky
like
that I've, Heather's Six, like they're the big like fan basey shows. So I'm, you know, using that to my advantage in a way, but also like,
why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
got it. Although I was just gonna say, like I did post one video and I got told to take it down from Six. I'll go into that maybe another day. But I got told to take it down and I did.
Yeah.
But when you're saying about digital footprint, someone's already screen recorded it or saved it and then they've posted it anyway.
Oh,
so I'm
they?
Like, well, I'll take it down, but it's already on the
Trust
internet.
Me,
so,
so
I don't know what to do. And it's like when you're on a live stream, people are screen
Stressful.
Recording it. And I said on a live stream, like something like, oh yeah, I'm going to be making my Anne of Cleves debut, which is one of the characters
Thank
from
you.
Six. Sorry.
And
also
no,
one of the Henry
the
VIII, one of Henry VIII's wives.
Okay.
And I obviously said it as a joke, but like someone screen recorded it and then everyone's like, oh my God, Hannah, congratulations. I'm like, come on, please come on.
That's why I don't do lives.
Yeah. It's scary.
Like live telly maybe, but it's different. If I sit with glass of Prosecco on a TikTok live, it's game over.
Oh gosh. So yes, I feel like social media, having an online presence can be beneficial, but be careful. And also it's not imperative, like you said, Kane. Like there's so many musical theatre performers that have, like, they don't even have Instagram. I'm like, what is going on? But
I think
they're super successful and it's not a thing.
They're not reliant upon each other. You can do just social, you can do just theatre. You can stay in whatever lane you feel comfortable in. It's not going to be like the end of the world.
That was a lovely chat.
Thanks.
Oh, sorry.
Did that answer the question?
Yeah. Did you get that, love?
Did you get that, love?
So Joe has confessed that he is not the biggest musicals fan. Sorry to everyone watching.
I will be.
But you will be by the end of this, don't worry. I have some questions, some phrases for you, some theatrical phrases, words.
Right.
And basically, I want you to just try and tell me what you think they mean.
I'm terrified.
I believe in you.
You've got this. Don't help him.
Okay.
Okay.
I might know a couple just from Kane.
Okay. First one.
Yep.
Split track.
Oh. Oh, God. I don't know when. Oh, because everything I say is just going to be bad.
It's
you know
okay.
Oh, try.
So, like, you do two halves of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, you don't need to worry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
I've told you about that before.
Have you?
Yeah,
you haven't.
See, you picked it up.
Don't lie on
you
this podcast, game. We took the oath as we came in.
Oh, my God.
Okay, no, that was pretty much it.
Okay.
Okay, sits probe.
Hmm?
Sits probe.
Hannah, I've got no idea what that means.
No, but like, think about the first part of the word, maybe.
Sit. You sit down on stage.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. See, it's basically just
it's not as complicated as you think. Okay. Yeah. It's fine.
Right.
Okay, next one, time step.
When you step in time.
If Janine's up, step in time. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty straightforward.
I feel like I'm being pranked. I feel like everyone in the comments is going to be like, no.
Time step, where you step in time. Simple. Okay. Swing.
Oh, okay, right. I think I know. Oh, am I going to get this wrong? No.
It's fine. Like, so there's like, no...
is it where you do like different parts? Is that right? No, that's not right. That's right?
Yeah.
Like, so if... Oh, no, I don't know. I think I got that wrong. What's a bit where, what's the one where you like learn every like role in the show in case someone's ill?
Yeah, that's yeah. it.
Is that it?
That yeah. is literally oh, okay, it. Well, that is actually this. It. Okay.
Okay, fine.
Okay, last one. Mm-hmm. DSM. Keep it clean.
Well, unfortunately, I can't answer that. DSM. Is the middle word stage?
Yep.
Yes.
Well, that's all I'm getting, really.
Okay, just have a think.
Down.
Yep.
Downstage.
Yep.
Musical.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. How are you getting this?
Yes. Well, I'll be on stage before we know it.
Okay, don't hate me, but they were all wrong. Okay, bar
except
one.
Swing was perfect.
Oh, my God. I felt so gaslit because I was like, I thought swing was right. Okay.
No, swing was actually right.
Swing was right. Oh my God.
A text came before and was like, okay, we're going to prank Jai.
So what
oh
are they?
Oh my God, okay, you... right. So a split track, what
you
was
said
it?
A split
you
track
said...
was where you do one half of one song and one oh, half yeah. of the other. Do... Which to be fair, I get why.
It kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
I was going off of pure vibes in the words.
Yeah.
Pure vibes.
Which is kind of what it is, just a different angle.
Yeah.
So like a split track would be like, so if I'm like a swing, which you got right, where you play like multiple parts,
yeah.
I would do like... Girl Five's track
right.
and Girl Six's track, and I do them together, and it'd be a split track because I'm like
you combine them.
You combine
you
them.
You are singing like two people's parts in one
well,
song.
Well, kind of, but like it's more like I would do her scene change, and I would pick yeah. up that chair that Girl Six does.
You'd
and
do
I'd,
the most right. important bits,
yeah,
of each person's. Of track.
Is that if someone's ill?
Or? Yeah, or if someone's on holiday, right. or like yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so kind of yeah. like so something like, does get split, but the show still goes ahead like normal. It's just
so if I worked in a cafe. And the pot wash was off ill, yeah. and I had to clean them.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I'm split tracking it.
You're split yeah. tracking. You're doing
I've
pot wash and on
your
the tills.
Track.
So I've technically
yeah.
done that before.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Look at you go.
You're doing both tracks. Okay, the next one was sits probe. So you said sitting on the stage, yeah. right? Which is
not too wrong.
But a sits probe is basically where, for the first time mm-hmm. in like a rehearsal process or in the show's process, you will all sit. I kind of sit down, but
yeah,
kind of
sit down and like
sitting isn't imperative. You can be standing.
Yeah,
but like you sing the song for the show for the first time with the band,
which is always a really
so
cool
like
moment,
all the orchestra.
You get the full
oh,
band.
Cool. Yeah. And are you sat?
Nah.
Okay,
can be.
Well, you can be. The band are normally sat, yeah. but like.
But
okay.
typically,
you would
normally
stand
in rehearsals
up to sing your solo.
For a show, you will only ever sing with a pianist, typically.
Right.
Yeah, or like
and
a
then,
track.
So, and then you get to the end of rehearsals, like however long the rehearsal period's been, and you'll go, okay, it's a sits probe on Saturday morning, and you do it for the first time with the entire show sung through with right. the band. And everyone's always like, oh my God,
yeah,
it's so
it's
good.
It's like big and booming.
Because it's really cool.
The band, like when I went to see Wicked, were they the people that were like
in the pit?
In the pit.
In the pit. Do I have a net over them or have I made that up?
Some shows do.
Okay.
But like in Six, the band are on stage, so you can see
oh,
them for the whole
yeah.
time.
Okay, cool.
I think sometimes, I might be wrong, so don't hit me in the comments. Sometimes they have a net if the pit's really deep, because if
yes,
they fall off, they get really injured.
There was a story, there are stories all the time, but there was like in Les Mis, someone from stage fell into the pit and like landed on the trombone player.
So why did I think? I thought the net was for people throwing things like at the stage. You know,
no,
like
we
flowers
don't tend to get,
and oranges.
Oh, oranges.
Tomatoes.
I don't know.
Get off. We don't tend to get too much of that. Like,
oh,
yeah.
No, like
and
underwear.
If we did, no, depends.
You wait till I come see you.
Heather's that used to throw scrunchies on the stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's actually a hazard, really.
Yeah, it's really slippery.
They could throw anything.
It's really dangerous. Don't do that.
But we don't really get much of it. Like,
okay.
Throwing
so it's
things.
For safety.
Flowers yeah. is like for opening night. I feel like it's more on Broadway, like where it's like officially yeah. like throw flowers.
We don't have the good stuff here in the
no,
UK.
Yeah. No one really takes it that seriously,
okay.
sadly.
No.
Okay, a time step. Again, not that wrong. Like it is a step in time, but it's like a specific step, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a specific like tap. step. I can't do a time step, so I'm not the person to ask you.
Yeah, you can. I bet you can.
I went to, you're going to hate me, Lane, but I went to one tap lesson in 3 years.
Oh,
and
no.
They took it off my timetable by accident after the first term, and I never told anyone about it, so I got extra singing.
I'd have been
it
like,
worked.
Great, a lunch break.
So it was fine. But yeah, I never did tap.
Finally.
You were just desperate for the food.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a specific...
Okay.
Yeah. Tap step. And there's like a little rhyme. Did you ever learn the rhyme? I mean, I feel like in one lesson.
I like eggs
for my breakfast. I like bacon for my breakfast. I like sausages for my breakfast. Send a lovely cup of tea. That's the little rhyme.
As if they made you rhyme about food and starve you.
Oh my God, that's so true.
So true. I was like, I like eggs.
That's barbaric.
And then the last one. Oh no, no. Swing, you got right.
Yeah.
So a swing sometimes would be like off stage or on stage, but it would be someone who basically covers several parts and would like step in and like play whichever part's needed, pretty much. And then last one was a DSM.
Guys, please, I knew that was wrong.
Which you got the middle word right, stage right. But it's deputy stage manager.
I'm really wrong. What did I say?
You said downstage musical.
Which sounds like there's a mini musical going on under the stage.
A smaller musical.
Downstage musical.
The mice musical. So
downstage
maybe
mouse
it is true.
Musical.
I don't know.
So a DSM is like, that's the person who will like sit like at the desk with the script and they'd be like lighting Q1, Q1. Yeah. Like
they like call
they
the show.
They call the show.
Oh my God, I've got a question.
Yeah.
So if I'm on stage and I'm an actor, God, I really teed that up terribly. I'm you in six and I just completely forget my lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like full on.
Yeah.
Mind blank.
That made my stomach drop. Like just you saying that.
What happened? Like, is there someone that's like, at the side of the stage, I can tell you, or...
Oh, God, it's hard because...
It depends.
Like, in six, there has been moments where people have, like, forgotten their lines, but normally, because we're all on stage for the whole show, pretty much for, like, an hour and 15, like, everyone kind of knows everyone's lines.
Right.
Yeah. So, like,
so
we
they
would
can
try
pick
and
it
help.
Up. Fine.
But, like, sometimes there's, like, no help.
Mm. Do you want to know something really funny and really awful?
Is it about Heather's?
Yeah. It's about me.
Okay.
And if anyone has any clips of this from that show, do not post them.
Send them to me.
Do not post them.
We don't.
I told you all at stage door, please do not post these because I will hate myself forever. I went on as JD with very little notice, zero basically rehearsal.
Classic.
And I was going over everything in the wings, so panicky, basically having panic attacks, really, really scared. Getting really upset. And I was like, you know what? The only song I won't go over is Freeze Your Brain because I've sang that. It's been part of my rep for years. Easy peasy. Got on. Do you want cherry or lime? Blah, blah, blah. I did all the thing. Got to the song. I went, I've been through 10 high schools. They start to get...
Oh, no.
Is this the one
what
you knew?
What happened?
Is that the one you knew?
I just panicked.
It's the song
it's the one I knew inside out. I was just panicking. Yeah. Bearing in mind, this is 300 people. The show sold out in 5 minutes because me and Sophie were both on as our covers for the first time together. Sophie stood there like... and I'm going...
Like you're not trying.
like my brain isn't imploding. Literally vein popping out of my head. Sweat beading. And then I go... And then I found it and then I was like, oh, I'm singing the wrong verse at the wrong bit. And then I was like, you know what? They get what they get.
Yeah.
And it got to the chorus and I was like, oh, here we go.
Oh my God.
Freeze your brain. I was like,
it's
it
funnier
was
that it was on that song.
Yeah, because it's the one that you think
it's
know.
The one that I was like, I know this inside out.
But the name of the song.
Freeze your brain.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
I have been that traumatised that I failed to see how obviously funny that was.
It's comedy
gold,
really.
You had a brain freeze.
I literally had a brain freeze.
Potentially, you could actually write that into it and it would actually be
normal.
Just spend the whole song like...
Yeah.
Brain freeze.
Oh, he's method acting.
Even talking about that has actually made my stomach go funny.
Oh my God, it's horrible,
isn't it? The trauma from that.
I say professional shows. Like, that is a professional show. But in, like, bigger shows, the DSM, I think, would... like you'd be like line if you were like Ian McKellen doing a play, you'd be like line and like the DSM will like help you
okay, fine.
Someone will help you
you'd have
because there weren't wings at Heather's as well you could normally look in the wing.
DSM is like and they'd be at like, the top by the lighting board.
Like trying to help you and you're on your own
because the idea of that terrifies me. That the closest I've been to that is singing Nicki Minaj karaoke, moved away from the screen and forgot the words, which is just crazy for me as well. So that's the only
and a lot
relatable.
Was riding on that.
I know it's a crowd and
they're expecting a show.
Yeah, you gotta give it to them.
You gotta give them, baby.
The rest of the show went fine, by the way.
Yeah,
it was just that.
Any other questions?
That's the only
spring
one I
mind.
Thought of.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
If you could be in one musical, or if you could write a musical about your life, would you do it? And who would you pick to star
you? Write a musical about my life. I'd probably do that. You know me, I love a bit of self-indulgent times and stuff. Maybe it'd be an adaptation of my book.
What book?
That I'm going to write.
Okay. Right, sorry. One must have slipped my mind, of course, that you're planning on writing a book.
How can I forget? Yeah.
This is an exclusive.
Yeah, surprise.
Maybe. I don't know.
And who would play you?
Who would play me?
Yeah.
Hannah in a lace front.
Hannah in a lace front pussycat wig.
No, I'd just go for the chops.
But you have to be as SpongeBob, even though you didn't play SpongeBob. I just want you to be SpongeBob. Yeah, it's a tough one, really. Yeah.
You know the guy who played SpongeBob?
Yeah.
On Broadway? Is the guy who plays Bach in...
And he's
dating Ariana Grande.
Ariana.
Crazy. So like SpongeBob, and now he's dating Ariana Grande.
And do you know who played SpongeBob on Hannah's tour? Who? Used to live around the corner from us in Greenwich. There's a big...
Who?
Lewis.
Do I know them?
Lewis, yeah.
Lewis
no,
Corner.
You won't know, but I'll just give you a bit of information.
I was neighbours of SpongeBob, and I didn't even know.
You didn't even know.
A bit sad.
That's
now.
How close you are to the stars of today.
Yeah. We're everywhere.
That's one musical I'd actually go and see.
SpongeBob.
I only saw clips. It looked really fun.
Or Shrek. I love cartoons.
Okay, I actually feel, and I'm not just saying this, I feel like you would like Six because it's a musical.
We were looking in the car for dates. I think it's just going to have to be me coming because I don't think you can come.
It's a musical, but it's not like... It's more like a concert.
He said it was a bit more like poppy and
it's
fun.
Like a pop concert.
It's like a pop concert. It's only an hour and 15, no interval. You can leave at the end and know that it's the end.
Yeah.
And... There's not another part happening, not another act.
Oh, I really want to.
But even if I'm not in it, I feel like you should go and see it.
Yeah, we can go all three of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should go on a group trip.
I actually said that I would.
We want to go see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it's a good one to like ease Joe into the musical theatre world.
Yes.
I feel like I need to choose ones that I didn't even know is Dreamgirls even still a thing, but like I like the movie. So I was
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
So like Hamilton, when I saw Hamilton in the theatre for the first time, I could not concentrate because there's so much going on in the show and like lots of
words. I missed so many things.
I didn't know what's going on. So it's actually on Disney Plus. You can watch it on Disney Plus first. And I think that's really helpful because you can watch it, understand it, and then embrace it when you're in the theatre.
I think we do half an hour stints for you on that.
It's long. It's longer than
Hamilton.
It's a lot of information real quick.
But it's good.
I have an overactive brain.
And you're a busy person.
He struggles to sit still. A lot of the time.
Yeah, last night I was in the car and this is how my brain worked. I thought, okay, I've got an hour and a half journey back. So instead of watching a full episode of TV, I'm just going to watch Lady Gaga's Abracadabra video on repeat 25 times.
How?
It was fun.
Fair enough.
I like shorter bursts of things, you know?
Yeah.
You got a TikTok brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem nowadays.
With these kids.
Yeah.
Oh, Ash kids.
Yeah.
I can't brush my teeth without scrolling on TikTok.
No, me neither.
Really?
I sometimes get quite annoyed because I scroll and then it's like ad and then it's like
and it's me.
TikTok
and
shop.
It's me doing an ad.
Pepsi Max. No, it'll be like TikTok shop, blah, blah, blah. I want like a 2-minute video. Yeah. I wish you could set it on TikTok. It's like brushing my teeth. Yeah. So it gave me a long video.
Hannah came to us the other day and one of the first things she said when she walked in, she went, "What's your For You page like?" "Mine's dead at the minute. It's all TikTok shop." I was like, what?
It is.
I was like, the hotel pillows. I was like, yeah, hotel pillows.
I keep buying things.
Yeah.
Mainly games.
Yeah. Games on your phone.
Literally.
Sorry, I had to.
Yeah, that's the name of the musical that I'm starting.
Games on your phone.
There was like a hot dog and a chicken. You seen that game? And you have
to
flip.
Oh, you throw it. Yeah.
Bought that.
Has it come out of the box?
Yet to buy it. We'll end on that note. Yeah.
So thank you so much, Joe and Kane, for joining me. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you for having us.
But you must see Six and Musical first, and then I'll have you back.
Of course.
Is that okay? I will.
Is it on Disney?
No.
It's live.
Oh, okay.
Six is live.
I will leave my house. I promise.
That was such a fun episode with Joe and Kane, my very first double act on the pod. If you want more podcast fun from them, you can check out Joe's podcast, Not My Bag, where Kane makes a regular appearance. And if you're loving How Very Hannah, then I would really appreciate if you could like, comment, subscribe, follow, do all the good things because it really helps us out a lot. I'm going to do an American accent. Oh my God, that was awful. An American accent. Why? I think it's the Russian infiltrating from the start of the episode, but we're just going to forget I did that. If you're a casting director watching, I can do an American accent. I swear I can. Okay, that's it. And I think it's time for my improvised outro. What key? I need a little tuner. How very Hannah. Does that feel like the right key?
Yeah.
Okay. How very Hannah. That was episode 4. How very Hannah. Hit the floor. How very Hannah. There's the door. How very Hannah. That's not really the door because we want you to stay. That was episode 4. Zoot alors. Bit of French in there too.